Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Brother Carson here for Mad Dads Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to be talking about saving our youth. We got a special guest calling in today, Mr. Major Tops. Before we get into the topic today, we're going to start talking about what we got on the schedule for Mad Dads, if you guys want to rock with us all week. Today is Tuesday, so we have our Tuesday night meetings located at the Urban Ventures. Again, every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we are located at 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis, if you want to come by and just have some good company with you. Also, if you see the Mad Dads anywhere on the streets, make sure y'all give them a holler, you know, yell at them, talk to them, speak to them, say hi, smile. Sign up with us if you need any resources that you may need. If there's anything that Mad Dads can be of service of, you can definitely bring that to our attention, and we'll try our best to do so. Today will be relatively short today, as we are to the point where we're going to be paying for our premium package. So we're going to be back to an hour sometime soon. Today is going to be 30 minutes, so we're going to get right into it. So we're going to be talking about saving our youth and ways to save our youth, and how can we save our youth, and what's the state our youth is in right now that we are, what are we right now? What kind of generation is this right now? What kind of help do we need right now? What's going on right now that's affecting our youth right now? Music, television, what's out there right now that's warping the mind to this Generation X, as they call it. You know, this generation of delinquents is what seems to be spawning out of our culture today, more so of the hip-hop culture, more so of our urban youth culture. And I'm not saying every urban youth is this delinquent, not at all, because that's not the case at all. I'm a part of the urban youth, and I'm not a delinquent. My thing is, there seem to be more and more increase in ignorance and, that poor state of mind, that thinking, that negative state of mind that seem to be swarming into the young mind, whether it be out of their mouths as far as what comes out of their mouth as far as, lyrics or, things that's being recited that's just not good for the mind. And it happens quite often. You might be on a bus or you're in a public place or whatever, and you hear, some young kids talking or being disrespectful, or they're, cursing, and all kind of people will be around, and they have no shame because shame was not put into them as far as, how to conduct yourself as a human being in a public place. Young mothers out there, some who are doing their thing and some who are just too young to understand how to be a mother, it's hard for them right now. I would condemn if you are a young mother and you're doing the right thing, I condemn you and I thank you for it, thank God for you. But for those young mothers who are out there who's more concerned about partying and not really too concerned about taking care of their kids, then, you're on thin ice with not only yourself, but with your child. And then that child will grow up and grows up to have that same kind of delinquent mindset. But we're going to get into our caller right now. We got Mr. Major Tops Jr., who's going to be talking with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right, brother. How are you today?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to be talking about saving our youth with you today because you have a very important thing that you want to talk about as far as what you will be contributing in saving our youth. I want you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what kind of lineage, and I like that word, that you have come from.
Well, okay, I'm just honored to be a guest here. Plenty of my mentors have been a guest on this show. I'm just honored to come behind them. What I'm doing here in this community is, you said it best, is saving our youth, or at least attempting to. I'm taking part in an organization that has been around for 20 to 30 plus years, started by my father. He's been working with youth in our community forever, for as long as I can remember, for as long as many people that I talk to can remember. So what we're doing is just getting out here, showing the youth that we are here, and we're trying to connect them to education.
Right. Amen. And for a lot of people who don't know, this is Major Tops Jr.
I'm the third. I'm the third. I can't take that from my dad. My dad was junior.
Oh, okay. You're the third.
Look, you're trying to throw me into the shoes, right?
We got the third on there, which is sounds great, man. You know, we're gonna keep that name going. You know, he's definitely one of the people that I've been looking up and up and admiring his work, and I'm definitely shooting for that same type of work mentality that you and your father have, because that's the kind of work, like you said, that we need as far as trying to make this whole thing work.
We do.
So definitely, man. And so I understand that you're working on a project to go about this movement, and you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
We are. Well, my father's organization, Education is Our Goal, has been around for years. What I'm looking to do is take that work and take it a step further. With all the new communication that we have today, Facebook, Internet, with all the new outlets that we have, our youth are there, but we're not doing nothing to reach them. We're not showing them that we're out here in the community willing and ready to help them, because they're ready. They're ready.
Oh, yeah.
We have youth doing all types of different things, from performing arts just to rapping. Spelling bees, man, it's phenomenal, and they're trying to show that they're out here and they're ready. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna be more visible. Coming up, we have a couple of launch off events coming up in the next couple of months, and we're just trying to get the youth to become a part of it, become a part of this movement that's taking place.
Definitely, and you know, I totally agree. Youth is out there, and they're being more and more talented as time goes, and, you know, more and more talents is being out there.
Yes.
And I think, you know, for us to give them the space and opportunity and you know, and tell them, look, you can do this for a living. For a career. This is something that you can do, not just for fun, not just, you know, outside rapping with your friends.
Right.
This can
and,
be something that can be an outlet. Yeah.
Just a flash at it. There's a couple of youth choirs out here doing their thing right now, man. Triad for Christ, they've been on the scene doing their thing. DFY, I have to give them shouts out, because I've in the last couple of weeks I've been able to see both of them perform, and there's no head direction telling them this is the way to go. They're youth led. Youth-oriented, and they're doing their thing.
Right, and that kind of reminds me of the Urban Jerusalem Church. You know, the whole church is ran by the youth. We got another caller on the line. I believe this is Gilbeck. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Alex? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Doing great. We're here talking to Major Tops III. He had corrected me earlier. I'm gonna have to make sure I keep that in mind. His father was Junior,
he's the third.
We had a great show, man. Yes, he's the third, and I'm in total agreement with him as far as how we can go about and reaching the youth, and you know, as far as their talents. What are some ways you know, Gil, that we can reach the youth?
Well, I think about one of the best ways that we can live here and reach the youth is we have to be consistent in our behavior. That when they're around us, and when like the youth today, they're very, very visual. You know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that they always take in account to not only what you say, but what you do, your mannerisms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Your demeanors, your gestures. You know, the things that you say. You know, they very, very observant on what we do.
Right.
So we have
to
be consistent in our behavior. You know, Because, like, they adjust to what they feel is hip. They adjust to things that they think are cool. They adjust to
right.
the things that they think are significant in expressing
right.
the way that they feel.
Right.
You know? So we're not talking the only one. Like, I'm not, you know, like, remember, I remember years back, they used to talk about Ebonics. Remember that, Brother Love, they talking about that Ebonics stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, everybody was laying up, you know, and saying that it was a real descriptive of how black speech was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now we had this thing about how they text message. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That now all of a sudden and stuff, saying they're chopping up all these different words and stuff like this here, and they're
yeah.
making these different representations of words.
Right.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's gotten to the point where that it's called black texting. You know?
All right.
And I'm like,
yeah.
what do you mean by black texting? You know? Then when I sat down and the lady in the library, she showed me what the difference between how blacks in the urban cities text
mm-hmm.
against how the whites in the urban city text. And I looked
right.
at it, and it's true. I was like,
right.
wow. You know, so we got this. So in order for us to be effective leaders today in our community and lay up here and reach our youth, we have got to be positive role models in
right.
and out the flow. You know what
well,
I'm saying? Like the church say, we got to be in season and out of season. We got to stay
okay.
on top of our game.
Alex, can I jump in on this one?
Yeah,
I agree with you completely. And I've been one that I believe we need to change the language in our tone. Okay?
Yeah.
Through all the research
yeah.
that I've been doing, look at how our youth are acting and reacting, but it starts at the top. When we're writing a
yeah.
grant, when we're,
right.
when we're trying to pass information, we display the negatives. Instead of giving general information about how well our youth are doing, what our youth are doing out here, we point out the negatives. We point out the young teens that have been committing the crimes. We're not pointing out the young teens that are creating CDs that are trying to do something positive for the community. So I think
right.
that all goes back to the language. As you
yeah.
say, it is a barrier, but we have to adjust.
Yeah.
If they're sending out
Definitely.
A text message, if they're sending out mass text messages, I think we need to get on the text circuit, text line, and talk to them.
Definitely.
You know,
I mean,
you know,
yeah,
they're breaking it down, and I laugh because I have a young sibling, and she sends me text messages, and I can't tell what she's talking about. But, you know, I think it's going to take us that time. It's going to take one of us, one of our leaders, one of our people who are in the position with power to go ahead and stop and restart. Because we're not breaking down the walls at the method that we're taking. We're not at all. We're not. We need
right.
to change the language and the context of our language.
Definitely. I totally agree. And, you know, one example I can think of, you know, to go back to that influence, you know, I was talking about what our kids are influencing. Gil, you were talking about how kids are very visual. I think
right.
that this decline of, you know, a use of a proper English or language, rather, is coming back because of our influences. I was just putting some videos out on my Facebook about a certain rapper. He goes by Waka Flocka Flame. And I put him out. And I never knew him. I just now knowing this guy like a few months ago, and I listened to his music, and you know, number one, it is horrible. It goes against everything that we're fighting against. You know, we fighting against everything that he's promoting. And
right.
We got another call online. I would definitely acknowledge you in the second caller. He's you know, very poorly educated, and I was
yes.
looking at interviews, and this man was. You know, simple words like efficient or words like inequity, this man couldn't understand what this person was
right.
asking him. And so whenever he couldn't understand a word or when he couldn't understand the question, I kid you not, this man would answer the question with a simple Flocka. He would just say Flocka, and he would skip on to the next question. And that's sad because it's like, it's sad because it's like, how many kids is going to look up to this guy and say,
right.
Hey, I don't have to answer questions that I don't understand. I could just, you know, totally blur them out. We got another caller online. Caller, this is Mad Dogs Radio. How you doing? Caller, you there?
Yeah.
This is Mad Dogs Radio. How you doing? Yeah, we got another caller online. This is Mad Dogs Radio. Can you hear me? I hate to call out the last four digits of your phone number. Can you say something, please? I don't know what happened. Anyway, but it's just a sad. Can you hear me now, caller? I don't know where that person is. It's a sad thing for that to be happening, you know.
Yeah, just to piggyback off what you said, in reference to that interview, man, I was dying hilarious because that is a joke. That's a joke of what we should be represented by.
Yeah.
There's a rapper that I've really been working with that I promote. He goes by the name of U City, and we were laughing because we were talking about great rappers and how your interview is everything because that really gives the input into who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And Young said it, you know, we go to Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, my interviews are the hottest. My interviews are the hottest. And we made reference to that. If you ever look at how he articulates himself and how he carries himself, like the previous caller said, it's all about what you portray. It's all about what you give off to people. It really is.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, there's a caller that's trying to call in, but whenever I click him in, it disappears. I don't know if he's or he or she is hanging up. Gil, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
I believe, I agree 100% in what Mr. Thompson is saying, is that, you know, we have to, and be very, very conscientious about the way we express our notions.
Yes. Yes.
Because like people be thinking about hip hop culture and stuff like that. They all the first thing they want to assimilate it with is gangsta rap. You know?
Right.
And gangsta rap was a period of revolution, you know.
Right.
That when people came out, you know, like, you know, I'm old enough to understand the whole evolution of rap. You know,
right.
when it first came out, you're saying, you know, it was a festive time in our community. We were all happy. Everybody had jobs. Everybody had two cars. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People was laying around wearing chinchillas and mink and all that.
Right.
Everything was a fun time. You know what I'm saying? Everything was festive and stuff. You know, then all of a sudden, here come this crisis. Here come the Reagan era. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when he came in, everything started tightening up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So the things that we were being exposed to wouldn't be exposed to us no more. We wouldn't be able to get those $20 and those $50 and stuff from our parents and stuff like that because they had to tighten up on their game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So then when rap came out, you know what I'm saying, straight up with you know, just on the hate tip. The NWA came out, started saying what the youth was really feeling and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And everybody got on board on that. Next thing you know, it went from just expressing your anger toward the administration and stuff like that, then institutions, to individual hate, you know what I'm saying? People started landing, directing their assaults to individuals and things and stuff, and it blowed all the way out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know and stuff, you're saying all that stuff that we had, that the Temptations and love songs and all the other songs about happiness and stuff like that disappeared from our senses. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody started just individualizing their hatred and stuff. So what I'm saying is that today we got to be conscientious on how we articulate, like brother said, how we articulate. You know, our interviews, when the mic is in our face and stuff, that's our opportunity to live up here and show kids, you know, that you can have a strong image and you can project a strong persona.
Right.
And I was intelligence.
I was going to touch on that. Earlier you said something about being hip. Kids are seeing what's being hip. I think we need to redefine what hip is. It's hip to go to school and get your education and be well educated. It's hip to go ahead and get that Chevy you want on rims, but how are you going to go about getting it? You see
what
I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with driving that car on 22-inch rims. It's about how you get it. It's about how are you going to be able to get that job to pay your notes? Are you going to be able to get it legally and legitimately so that you can sustain your ride, so that you can sustain what you're in instead of being able to, if you go the wrong way about getting it, it could get snatched just as fast. And we need to redefine what hip is, and we need to show them what being hip is. Show them how being hip, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's okay to have a pocket full of money the legal way. You see what I'm saying? It's okay to go out with your friends and party, minus the violence, minus the other things that come with the night of fun.
Right. And you know what? It is exactly that. You know, for many years, you know, within our culture, the urban youth, for many years, we've been brainwashed. I believe we've been brainwashed to believe that getting money and I mean the fast way, criminal way, you know, rap gangs, you know, gangs, you know, the violent by storm, by, you know, force, all that kind of stuff. We've been brainwashed to thinking that that's cool, you know, going to jail and all this stuff. They glorify the prison system, you know what I mean? You know, prime example, there's a rap group that's popular named D-Block. That's named off of a block from a prison, you know what I mean?
A prison cell,
This stuff is glorified to where kids now starting to feel like this is what I need to be. So they can wear like a badge of honor with, you know, they end up going to jail. And, you know, they take it like a badge of honor when I can imagine jail is not a good place to be. You know, you lose all your freedom. You're practically a slave to the system once you do that. You don't have no name. You have a number now. You don't have no identity. You know what I mean? You have a reputation.
And this
is
the number that I've been telling my youth to get. You want to get a number? Go get a text ID number saying that you own something, that you started something.
Right. Definitely.
You see what I'm saying? And another thing is I think that we're giving our youth horrible examples. Instead of having a Waka Flocka, where our youth have access to 100 of his interviews to see what he's talking about, let's put a VJ Smith up there and put his interviews on YouTube.
Yep. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Let's put a Clarence Hightower out there who has, I'm sorry to put my uncle out there like that, but who has a line of cars, but let's show them how he got them, how he got there. Let's put some executives in order. Instead of the guy, I hate to say it, instead of the guy who's made his couple of zeros off of rapping, let's put the guy who's made his couple of zeros up there from doing something positive for his community. The guy who owns the barbershop on Broadway and Irvin, who's out here at our school meetings. The guy who owns the grocery store on the corner. You see what I'm saying? Let's put some real positive examples out there, and let's put their stories out there, because everybody has struggled. Nobody that I've known was born with a gold spoon in his mouth, you know?
Exactly. And not to cut you off, we got another caller on the line. Caller, how you doing? This is Mad Dads Radio. Caller, how you doing? This is Mad Dads Radio. Hello, are you there? Okay, we're gonna hang up that call. I don't know what just happened. If you guys are listening, please call back again. We got 5 minutes remaining on the show. I wish we had our full hour, man, because I want to talk about this much more. But we're gonna close out pretty soon. And next week, I'm assuming maybe we're gonna have our full hour again, or whenever we have our whenever we get a chance to. Gil, your final thoughts. Please keep in mind we have 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my final thought is this: it's true. What we have to do, we have to project the positive that's being injected into our communities every day. Our people and stuff, you understand, is not in the limelight. but just ordinary people and stuff, you said, who are doing ordinary things, but they're doing them in a consistent manner that's going to reflect their care and their love and their concern for their community. That's what we have to emphasize.
Definitely.
Well, you know,
Mr. Tops.
Brother Alex, I'm one who likes to keep it simple and short. The youth are out here, they're being seen, and I'm out here being seen, and I'm going to make a change. We're all going to make a change. It's going to take a whole community to come together and do it.
Amen. And caller, I see you down there. How you doing, caller? This is Mad Dad's Radio. Caller?
I'm gone.
All right, Gil.
Right,
call on the line 5287 number. How you doing? Caller on the line. Okay, I don't know who that caller is. They're not saying anything. But Mr. Tops, Major Tops, I thank you for calling in on the show. You know, you definitely was a great guest to come in. Oh yeah, no problem at all. We definitely want to have you on the show again on future episodes, man. So I want to thank
and
you.
And I'll be honored.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, man. Well, you have a blessed week, and you be safe.
You too, bro.
All right, now. God bless.
God bless.
All right. Now, caller, are you still there? I cannot hear you at all, caller. I can't hear you at all. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Huh?
All right, now I can hear you. How you doing?
The world is a hostile place
for a pastor. How you doing?
I didn't know you were talking
great.
To me. I'm sorry.
Yes, I was trying to get your attention for the whole show. You kept hanging
out. I thought
up.
I was just listening. I apologize.
Oh, okay. You can't just call this number to listen. You got to listen on the computer. Otherwise, I will be acknowledging you. But how you doing?
Okay, I'm good. Actually, my son is Major Tops of 4, so I was just calling in to support him.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that you call in for his support. And, you know, I would love to have you chime in and you know, had your two cents, too. I didn't know you were just listening. For the most part, I would advise that if you have, like, a smartphone or, you know, any advanced type of cell phone, that you can just listen in by going to the website rather than calling in. It throws me off. I didn't know that you were listening in. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
Yeah. I apologize.
But I would love to have you call back next week. And we definitely gonna have more good topics like this. And again, I thank you. I thank Major Tops for calling in, Gil Baggett. Make sure you guys who's listening out there call in or just check us out every Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on BlogTalkRadio.com. This is Mad Dad's Radio, and I'm your host, Brother Carson. Again, join us tonight at 5 o'clock at the Urban Ventures. We'll be located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. We can't wait to see you there. Thank you, and God bless you all.